Karen.
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 Karen. Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Don't do that again with your car. It's illegal.
Karen.
We have the queen of the Karens.
The most Karen-y Karen of all Karens in all of Karen history. She kicked some man's Corvette at a gas station because it was too loud.
Oh my gosh. Go to hell.
You understand what I said to you, sir?
I understand, ma'am.
I will call the police.
Oh gosh.
And have them enforce the law.
Oh my gosh. Is she over at Nut Sage too? I will call the police.
The police.
Enforce the law. Enforce.
Do you understand?
Ma'am.
Can you imagine me married to her?
Do you understand?
My God. No.
You understand? It's girls' night. Do you understand me?
Oh my God!
I'll enforce my laws.
Being friends with her, related to her, hanging out with her, being a none of it.
No.
Do you understand?
You just kicked my vehicle, ma'am.
Do you understand?
You just kicked my vehicle.
Do you understand? I'm
back away from my car now.
I have tinnitus.
Back away from my car.
I have tinnitus.
So what? Get your car and leave.
Right.
What is tinnitus?
It's where you have a ringing in your ears all the time.
And what happens?
She's always yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if they did call the police? Now, to me, she's the one that would get arrested.
Yes. I would think so.
Yeah. You know what side of the aisle she's on.
Shut up.
If I had to bet.
I agree with you on this one. Yeah. She is annoying.
Yeah.
Back away from my car.
You have to certify. Please run her over. Please. Do us all a favor and run her over.
Do you understand me?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're hurting my ears, so you're standing right next to the car that's too loud and kicking it.
And yelling.
And yelling. That's hurting your ears. Okay, you psychopath.
Do you understand me? You're hurting my ears. I need to pump my gas and get going.
Pump my gas!
Please back away from me, ma'am.
Don't do that again with your car. It's illegal.
What is she talking like that for?
It's illegal! Don't do that to your car!
It's like she's a half robot.
It doesn't even sound that loud to me.
No.
I mean, we can hear them clearly.
It ain't loud like my Tesla.
I don't understand.
It made no noise.
I don't get it. You're at a gas station. Now, if he was there revving it, yes, that is super annoying.
Yeah, people do annoying things.
But I'm not going to. Why would you ever call somebody? I don't know.
I still wouldn't complain if somebody was revving.
No.
I would just be annoyed, but I wouldn't complain.
I wouldn't either. Not this day and age.
I was on a date recently.
Yes.
It's just so hard being me. It's the last thing I want to be doing at this age. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
is being on a date.
I thought you were humble bragging.
No.
Like, oh, it's hard being me. I was on another
came
date.
Across. Too many tens. You know what I mean?
Too many tens.
I hate it when girls are throwing themselves at me.
And they're like, models. I hate it.
Make me work for it.
Yeah. Play a game or something.
I mean, you could see how we thought that.
No, right?
That's how it sounded. Okay.
100%.
Yeah.
And I do joke a lot. So, but every time I went to tell a story, it just happened to be downtown.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Natty Greens is fine.
Yep.
It was outdoors. The patio was super nice. The weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a good conversation. And then she's like, well, tell me more about yourself. I was like, well, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a train. Or there's some dude literally that he worked for Spectrum, whatever. He was like a third party person, but he had like a Spectrum thing on his side, like a magnet.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell like it's not a Spectrum car, but he's probably a third party person or, like Amazon. Sometimes the dudes would be driving their own car. And it was so freaking loud. He was playing some music super loud. The dude had a boombox in his front seat.
Oh.
He was riding back and forth with a boombox that was like, because I guess the van speakers didn't work. So he just had he put a boombox on the front seat and had the windows down and was blasting it.
Do you know what?
And I was like, respect.
I respect.
And it had like neon lights and it was like lighting him. Like, all right, respect.
Like he cannot drive his vehicle without music. I get it.
And then every time it's like, what's your cussy schedule? And then somebody go by. She's like, these cars.
The train, I've been there with the train and to the point where I understand they're going, but then they cross the tracks.
Uh-huh.
And some conductors still do it the entire time where it's just loud as hell for a long time. You just have to sit there. Now, I will tell you this. I kind of like the train, though.
I love the train. As a matter of fact, you guys don't know this, but in a month and a half, I am taking the train with my parents and my husband to Philadelphia.
Of course you are.
We are. I'm very excited about it.
Periodically.
Katie's like, do you understand me? We are taking the train. Ben, do you understand me? There will be no golf. Do you understand
it
me?
It is time to gas up. We have to gas up on that train.
I don't want to scare you. But
oh, I know.
But I will.
Airplanes are airplanes are extremely safe.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. Do you know more people actually die from inhaling jet fuel than a plane crash? Anyways,
okay.
My point is,
yes.
The reason why I don't like trains mm-hmm. is because you're relying on the general public not to derail. For instance, if a car accidentally gets stuck on the track.
I instantly regret telling this story. Why?
Can we do that while he's talking?
Why, yes. I cannot hear him. I'm looking forward to my train journey.
Well, that's true. But think in the back of your mind, every time you go through a town and you have to cross that train track, there could just be a car.
Mm-hmm.
A car.
There could
just
be.
Just stuck there, and then you derail and everything else. So you're relying on the general public for something not to happen.
Okay.
I would suggest that planes are more
all
safe.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. I will not be taking your advice. We are going on the train, and I'm very excited. We have a roomette.
Oh, of
yes,
course you do.
Yes, we got a roomette.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Is that Harry Potter style? Or they have beds?
I think it's like a seating area where then it can turn into a bed,
oh,
I
nice.
Think. But it's going to be a like 7 and 8 hour journey, but I'm very excited.
That'd be kind of fun for couples.
Yes, and my parents are coming because we get to hang out. The best part is that we don't have to drive. We can actually sit and catch up and enjoy.
Right.
And I get to go to the beverage cart.
Yeah.
Whenever I want.
It does say train accidents happen more often.
Shut up.
It does. I'm just saying.
No, you always see the things like Amtrak or whatever. Of course, it always makes the news when it happens. It's like a plane crash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get alerts every time there's a car crash.
Or a train.
More people die in car crashes than plane crashes.
That is. Oh, way more, but
yeah.
More people die in car crashes than trains.
But more people are in cars than trains.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you were driving, you're more likely to have a problem than a train. But trains are more dangerous than airplanes by far.
Okay.
And where are you going again?
We're going to Philadelphia.
Oh, lots of people die there.
Remind me to never share my plans.
She might get to Philadelphia.
Ever again.
We don't know for sure if she's going to get there.
Do you know what?
Can we donate your body to science and blow it up?
Yes, you can.
What happens when a body gets run over by a train?
I might get on that train and not come back.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Yeah. No, by choice.
Maybe.
She's going to get on that train and never come back.
Just fake her death.
Yeah, that'd be great. My kids will love it.
No, your kids, you have to do it as a family.
They're not coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, even better.
This is one of my cousin's weddings.
Oh,
and
nice.
So my mom and dad and then Ben and I are riding the train up and riding the train back.
I would feel horrible.
Even better.
If something really did happen now.
You should.
For some reason, I'm 90% sure it's going to end a train crash. I don't know why I'm saying
what?
I don't know.
Yes.
I only think you have a 10% chance of living right now. I don't know why I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. He's doing some Final Destination stuff on you.
I don't know. I hope you. Maybe you should take the plane.
I hate you.
Why?
How dare? What if I said to you, you know what? I have this really weird feeling you're going to get in a car accident on the way home, Jason.
It's possible.
I would never. Uh-huh.
No, I know that, but some reason in my head I'm saying it, and I'm like, she might get in one now, and now I'm at a 5% chance you're going to live.
You know, at this point.
And if it happened, he'd be like, I go on the air like, I told her. I told her. She don't listen to me. No, ever listen to me. You know how she is. I'm like, she just died. Like, no, I know, but I was right. Put one
he'll
on
be
my
be whispering column. It at the funeral.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. This made me feel really excited about my trip.
Guys, I told her. Yeah. I told her.
Trains, are you kidding me? Trains.
And then we'll just play this at your funeral. Mm-hmm. As a salute.
Okay.
To your memory.
Flying's so much easier.
God.
I know you guys are having a rough time, but if she just got on the flight.
Have you asked ChatGPT how safe it was? She didn't do it.
You guys, this is only funny when it's your death we're talking about.
No, I know.
It's not funny when it's me.